The survey was conducted jointly by the Chinese Academy of Tourism and China Radio International. It reached locals from all walks of life at hot destinations for Chinese tourists around the world. Yun Lin is a tour guide in Macau. She describes the kind of bad behavior from mainland travelers she hates most.
I have led many tour groups from the mainland. The misbehaviors having struck me most among them included clamor, queue jumping, littering, and Chinese-style road crossing.
According to the results of the same survey, the noisiness of Chinese tourists was also complained about in Russia, which has seen a sharp rise in Chinese visitors over the past 3 years.
Many Chinese tourists coming to our shop like to talk loudly. I once asked some of them why, and they answered that they were used to talking at such a loud volume, but it's kind of noise for us.
Official data shows close to 62 million Chinese people traveled overseas in the first half of this year. That's up over 12% on the same period last year. The surge has mainly resulted from more relaxed visa policies and the increasing value of the Chinese currency, the renminbi, abroad. Asia still dominated China's outbound tourism market, and South Korea still ranked as the number one destination country. But some Chinese are also igniting a growing anger there, especially among city cleaners.
We're really hoping to see something can stop them from littering cigar butts. We have to clean these leftovers from day to night. It's a tough work.
Complaints over Chinese bad behavior have been lingering for years at popular tourist destinations worldwide. In order to reduce inappropriate behavior by Chinese tourists, China's State Tourism Administration, CNTA, set up a blacklist system earlier this year. It targets tourists who violate order on public transportation, damaging public facilities or historical relics, and ignoring social customs at tourism destinations. To help solve the problem, tour guide Yun Lin also came up with some proposals.
Authorities can advertise some rules and traditions mainland tourists must follow when traveling abroad. It's also important to help people learn about local culture before their trips, since insufficient comprehension of a destination may lead to misunderstanding after they arrive there.
Under the trial blacklist regulation, the CNTA will develop a national database on misbehaving tourists with the records kept for up to 2 years. Being blacklisted could affect a person's ability to travel abroad again or even secure a bank loan. For CI, I'm Lewin.